Central New York's underground infrastructure, namely water mains, was a main focus of a discussion at an infrastructure roundtable hosted by Representative Dan Maffei Tuesday. WRVO's Ryan Delaney reports.
Engineers, elected officials, and water authority administrators told Maffei that upgrading and maintaining Central New York's plumbing system has long been an ignored investment. It may be coming back to bite this year, as Syracuse has dealt with more than 100 water main breaks in the last 2 months. Orrin McMurray, an engineer with the CNS companies, was among those at the roundtable event. He estimates the region's water pipes will need $15 billion worth of upgrades by 2020.
One of the wonderful things about our area is that we have this history, but with it has come, you know, decades of I think, deferred expense in maintaining these systems.
The infrastructure forum also touched on mass transit, like light rail versus rapid bus systems, and improvements to the airport. Discussion of Interstate 81's future was left for another time. Maffei has long been a proponent of high-speed rail, which he did discuss, but he conceded his focus right now is on more realistic things, like the airport. In Syracuse, I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.